is a time-honored tradition, finding that breakfast, and we have found it here.
I also have a feeling
Connor's a breakfast guy. Bernstein, you're not a breakfast guy. Are you?
I'm generally not, unless it is the final meal of the evening
of your life. The final meal of your life.
No, if it is, if you're finishing off, a night, you know, Waffle House was my joint back in the day, and that's where many an evening, or sometimes an evening of studying, would have to commence a little later than you expect, and you're in the back reading Faulkner and eating scattered, smothered, covered hash browns. So I'm all for it when properly timed. But speaking of which, this could be an odd day at the ballpark because of the unstable air and all of the scattered, potentially severe weather.
It's very exciting.
Look at the schedule. Oh, there he is. But look at the schedule, though. They have to get this game in.
Yeah.
Yeah, with two
21
tomorrow,
games in 21 days coming up.
You have to get it in. We're going to be here. But they're going to be here all day.
There's something very baseball about this whole plan of adding four extra off days and the union getting the thing they wanted, I guess, in this schedule, and then having it all thrown to hell by the weather we had in the first month of the season and the schedule getting all worked around and the Cubs losing an off day because baseball wanted them to have the one game, the island game there on yesterday against the Cardinals. There's something very baseball about the plan.
You know,
of this.
Really what it comes down to is it's all Mike Trout's fault.
Oh, clearly. Yeah, clearly. I mean, if Mike Trout would only market himself and be more, you know, available to those who are, you know, locked up in hospitals or jails or whatever. I mean, he needs to be more accessible to the people.
But how about the clapback from his team?
That was uncertain terms. That was outstanding.
Needed to happen. It really, and you've got Rob Manfred now talking about, what do you have, four or five potential expansion cities? And you'd be better off with contraction than expansion. And he wants to be in Vancouver and Montreal and Nashville and Portland.
Quad cities. Charlotte. He wants to be all over the place.
You know, he's the CEO of a rather large company. And he's mad because people are criticizing him, which sometimes happens. You know, John McDonough says it all the time. He says, sometimes you just got to eat it, you know. Sometimes that's just part of your job. You just got to eat it. So he's mad because he's being criticized. And in his mind, it's all Trout's fault. But what is to be gained by coming out and trashing your sport's best player? Because your feelings are hurt? Because you're mad? I mean, I'm baffled by this. I know we're now 3 days into this, and I'm waiting for him to come back and say something else about it. It was calculated, and it was extraordinary.
Meanwhile, he's got the bulk of players upset at him, too, doesn't he? I mean, you looked at that player poll from The Athletic where I think it was something like 90% of players could do without a pitch clock, don't need it at all. Rob Manfred's going to push that through and put it in as best he can because he's been talking about it for years. He's got players upset at other things he's doing.
Yes.
While he's attacking one of the most wildly popular players in this game.
Isn't that all part of it? And we were talking about it with Peter Gammons earlier this morning that, yeah, there's a few years left on that deal, and they're already talking about a potential work stoppage. Mm-hmm. And the relationship is awful right now between Major League Baseball and the Players Association.
I don't know. It's all self-inflicted. That's what I don't understand. You know, there's going to be a lot of that discussion today also as we talk about the NFL and what NFL teams are doing and what the league and the Players Association trying to do. I mean, the constant of shooting oneself in the dong over and over again, it gets comical after a while. Like, why are you choosing to do these things when you can choose not to do these things?
Yeah, and that's the simple answer with Manfred, is that this is not something that was necessary. This is because he was mad, because his feelings were hurt. People are saying it's my fault, so you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to turn around and rip Mike Trout. And I'm telling you, this is not over. It has backfired, and there will be more said about this. People are really angry. There's a lot of people in the sport really angry about this. They view, I mean, from in the game, Rob Manfred is viewed not only as just Bud Selig's henchman, but as an outsider, even though he's been in the game for a very long time. He's not a baseball guy. And this did not go over well, and I don't think that this is going to end anytime soon.
You guys have pointed it out on Hit and Run, if not once, then 1,000 times. It's not going to be, it seems, just players versus the Major League Baseball collective, right? They've got an issue, the players do, where their own leadership has kind of pushed them in the wrong way. And you guys have talked about this a number of times with what they gained and what they didn't want to win, the international draft that they looked at as this whole specter of evil that was really just a shadow puppet to begin with. It's going to be really interesting to me to watch what players are able to do from the leadership standpoint within their own union as they lead up to this fight. I mean, are they led now by somebody that's going to get done what they need to get done? Somebody who's going to harness the anger that they've got against Rob Manfred and the rest of baseball for going out against their guy, Mike Trout?
Yeah, and Tony Clark's answer right now is to just be loud. That's really all he's got, is to just be loud and talk about collusion and blame the owners and for what happened in free agency last year. But the truth is, it's a total witch hunt. That is also self-inflicted. And it not only is Tony Clark not particularly good at it, and has he been shamed a couple times at the negotiating table, but I mean, you're following Don Fehr and Marvin Miller. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, Connor, I talked to a lot of agents while those CBAs were being negotiated, and I would say to them, I'm surprised that you're accepting some of these things, and it looks like, especially after the first one, and Dan, I talked to you and Terry about it, this had to be the fall of 2011, because they took out in that one some of the things that Theo could have had taken advantage of in the past. Mm-hmm. So it was the fall of 2011, and I talked to an agent that day, and I said, I think you guys got beat up pretty good in this one. And he said, why? He said, why? It's nothing. This is nothing stuff. And I said it then. You never should have gone backward on some of that stuff and allowed anything that resembles a tax or a soft cap, which ultimately always ends up being a hard cap.
It's a lot of this, and the one thing that I've learned over the years about some of these negotiations, so much when we talk about the swirling and the posturing and the posing, so much happens before they get to the bargaining table, and a lot of it is based on image. And I just don't think Tony Clark is taken seriously by his opponents across the table in the way that Don Fehr was. There was a presence about him, a seriousness about him, where and I can't quite explain it. I can't give you metrics, and I can't tell you why it is, but so many of these negotiations appear to begin before they begin in a way that is just the strength and the presence of the characters involved before they even sit down.
Well, don't you think it has something to do with history, too? I mean, Don Fehr took his cues from Marvin Miller, and their basic answer to everything was, we do not give back anything ever. We don't give back. We don't give back. And, you know, the notion that Tony Clark would allow some of these things and that the agents weren't loud enough to stop it is a shock to me. But I think you're right, Dan, in some respect, because you look at how Don Fehr handled Gary Bettman, and they were willing to sit. Don Fehr kept telling his guys, just sit and just wait, and they were not willing. And a Players Association boss can only do what his players tell him to do. He's got a board, and he's got agents, and he can only do what they tell him to do. He told them to sit, because eventually they would have won. Instead, they got their brains beat in again.
Well, so I think as strong as your weakest member.
Yep. I think perception is absolutely part of it.
It'll be interesting to see, too, because as much as guys are worked up about the Mike Trout thing and about Rob Manfred going out after him, the meatier stuff here is really free agency, right? I mean, it's whether Clark's being loud about it or not, I think that free agency period and the lack of money that got tossed around to the, whether you want to call it second tier of players, just the fringe roster guys, or however you want to term it, I think that put the fear of God in a lot of guys who were looking to grab teams, who ended up with minor league deals one way or the other. I think that's going to be maybe a more lasting effect heading into this negotiation than the loud and kind of lining thing that the Trout stuff is.
We'll see this year.
Good luck to you.
Yeah, the line was, teams are saving up for Machado and Harper. They're saving up for Machado and Harper. Let's see how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, look, you agreed to something which the owners are not likely now to move backward on.
Oh,
so good luck to you. What do you guys got going today?
a lot. We're going to have Len Casper join us here live at Smoke Daddy at 10 o'clock. Hub Arkish on the Bears and the NFL at 10:40. Midday Midway at 11. We expect some Cubs surprises from across the way. We'll grab who we can, depending on what they're doing with the weather and their preparation. And then Jonah Carey with his Friday noon regular appearance. Also, giveaways. Not only three opportunities to win $1,000 via text, but a pair of tickets to Monday's On Deck Luncheon that is across the way at the Brick House.
Because of Sabermetrics.
All right, have fun, fellas. Mully and Hanley will talk to you guys on Monday.
With a new head coach and Mitchell Trubisky's first full season as starting QB, this Bears training camp promises to have a few surprises, and we'll be there to cover them all with live Bears reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma, plus input from our Bears experts, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Pompey, Hub Arkish, and Dave Wanstead. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Damon Amendolara with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by Valvoline. For hot rides, cool merch, and content, check out TeamValvoline.com. As we all know, the anthem controversy has swallowed the NFL whole. They're paralyzed by what's right and what's wrong and what's commercially the most viable. And they seem to have a plan, which they rolled out recently. But yesterday we learned that they scrapped that plan, put a freeze on deciding anything until further notice, which is kind of like being caught in an awkward relationship and saying, let's not break up yet, let's just be on a break. It shows a lack of commitment one way or the other. It shows poor leadership. It shows exactly what the NFL always is, making it up as they go along, even on the biggest issues. I'm DA.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results.
We've got huge news from Sprint Marketing.
There's never been a better time to switch to Sprint and get the new Unlimited Plus plan. It features the TV you love with Hulu, music, streaming with Tidal Premium, full HD, and 15 gigabytes of mobile hotspot.
Switch to Sprint's Unlimited Plus plan for just $42 per line. But hurry, for a limited time, it's now $22 per line when you bring or buy your own phones. Visit Sprint.com/unlimited or call 1-800-SPRINT-1.
Price with $5 per month autopay discount. One Hulu Limited commercials plan for Sprint account compared to Verizon Beyond Unlimited features differ. Offer coverage not available everywhere. Excludes taxes, fees, and roaming. Requires new line subject to credit. $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
If you plan to enjoy your lawn this summer, remember, so do bugs. Change their plans with Roundup Bug Destroyer from the Home Depot. And right now, save up to $20. Bug Destroyer kills over 100 kinds of insects, even grubs and ticks, and keeps killing for 3 months without harming the lawn. It's a long summer. Better plan accordingly. Right now, when you buy more, you can save more. Up to $20 on Roundup Bug Destroyer. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Selection varies by store.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you rent a home, auto with Bird. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, I think. I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You've reached the High Fashion Hotline.
Help! My family's having a big reunion, and we need some fresh summer styles to dress to impress.
Get to Old Navy.
Old Navy?
Yep, right now get up to 75% off clearance with tees and tanks from just $2.99 and shorts from just $4.99.
Up to 75% off clearance? Time to have a reunion with our style.
That's right. Plus, all Old Navy active is on sale up to 50% off. Grab tops from $7 for adults, $5 for kids at Old Navy and OldNavy.com.
My immediate family is going to Old Navy immediately.
High Fashion. Old Navy.
Valid 7/16 to 7/22. Active excludes in-store clearance.
Working from home is kind of my thing. And since I switched to a wireless plan from AT&T, I get reliable home internet on them. So you won't find me stuck in traffic or crammed on the L. But you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. Because my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home, in likely pantsless.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how you can get home internet on us. AT&T, more for your thing. That's our thing. Limited Chicago offer. See store for details.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Wendell Carter Jr. joins the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You and your father, who just beat your ass on the driveway relentlessly.
I don't even know where I would be without someone, you know, giving me a head start in this whole basketball career, in my basketball career. So, you know, after my first time beating him, man, it was very exciting for me. And then after that, he didn't want to play me anymore.
Jason Tatum learned moves as a kid at 9 years old, watching YouTube videos of Kobe Bryant's feet. I'm wondering if you did the same.
You know, Hakeem Olajuwon is, I think, undoubtedly has and will have the best footwork ever. That is someone I definitely watch day in and day out.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora. Well, Albert, it has taken 4 weeks or so for the Chicago Cubs, favorites in the National League, to leapfrog the Milwaukee Brewers. A little bit of an exhale after finally getting in front of them, or again, still thinking, you know, we'll see what happens in the fall?
Yeah, we're definitely not thinking about that. It's definitely a good note to end on for the fans, and, you know, for us, for the players, I think it doesn't really matter. We still got to play them and play our division a bunch, you know, for the rest of the year. So we just got to take it day by day.
If you were as angst-ridden as some of the Cub fans, you'd be out of your mind by now. You'd never make it to midseason. I mean, if you took it like they take it, like, well, it's the end of the world now for this team.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you for streaming The Score, Chicago's number one sports station. Starting August 1st, the only place to continue streaming The Score is on radio.com. Go to radio.com/listen or download the radio.com app now to continue streaming all of your favorite Score shows. Make the switch from the TuneIn app or website to radio.com today. Again, only use radio.com to stream The Score live. Thanks for streaming The Score. Listen to the Lawrence Holmes Show, nights 6 to 10.
What's that sports opinion that you were absolutely 100% convinced that it was going to go down, and you felt like you had good reasoning behind your opinion, but even though someone told you that you were wrong, you were like, nah, man, nah, I believe in this. And then you were proven wrong. St. Charles and Christian. Christian, you're on The Score.
Yeah, it was easy. As soon as you mentioned it, for me, it was Ryan Leaf is going to be a much better quarterback than Peyton Manning. And I was so dug in on that opinion. I mean, talk about crashing and burning down the earth real, real quick. It's just, it's embarrassing, but, like, I was so entrenched that it's just something I have to wear for the rest of my life.
Lawrence Holmes, nights 6 to 10 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto.
Hey, Dan. Hi, Connor.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
What's up, guys?
Some anticipation or anxiety. About 8 and 12 days, about 5 and 4 days, too, to start out at this All-Star break with a doubleheader. It's more indicative of the question marks around the Cubs that still exist than it is any life left in the Cardinals, isn't it? The fact remains that these are divisional teams, one of them who is within some sort of shouting distance of the first-place Cubs, and with a fired manager and maybe some sort of bounce. I mean, there exists the possibility that this matchup is a consequential one. And more of that has to do with the Cubs themselves than it does the Cardinals.
Intelligent, in-depth sports talk for your workday.
What they are is they're out there, they're talking, they're yapping, and they're trying their best.
Bernstein and McKnight, middays on The Score.
And we're here for you today. We're at Smoke Daddy, right across Clark Street from the third base slash left field line of Wrigley Field, just across from Gallagher Way. Because of the uncertain weather, we are indoors upstairs at Smoke Daddy. And, oh, man, the food is good. Chef Doug already has just started bringing out smoked meats and sauces of various varieties here. And I had to tap out.
Are you all right? Are you okay? There was a moment there where I think you were seeing God.
Well, you saw how fast it's radio eating. You only have a limited amount of time.
Really, there's no point in having a fork. We ought to just get you like a radio shovel or like an entrenchment tool of some kind that you can just eat these breakfasts with.
With a little flip down.
That's right. And the little knife edge, serrated edge on the side of it.
I could sleep in a bed of the smoked corned beef with the running egg yolk.
I never had that before.
Oh my God,
that's wonderful.
They do a sandwich called the Freak, which is that on,
just delightful.
On grilled rye. It's like a Reuben because they add a little bit of Swiss cheese, some coleslaw, and oh my God.
Okay. Beautiful.
Well, that's that. Len Casper is going to be on site with us at 10 o'clock. Hub Arkish at 10:40 because football has started. The midday midway at 11. I'm looking forward to that. I have some baseball information I'm going to give you, and you are going to accuse me of lying.
Good.
Your immediate reaction is going to be, you are lying. That is not true.
Challenge.
Some surprises along the way as well. Jonah Carey at noon. And man, stuff for you. Three different chances, if you're listening at just the right time, three different chances to win $1,000 with just a lucky text. That would be a way to start your weekend. And we also have a pair of tickets to Monday's On Deck Luncheon with Wilson Contreras and Mike Montgomery, to which we are looking forward as well. This segment brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. The Wolves are making big plans for their 25th anniversary. Get your season tickets now and receive exclusive benefits. Visit ChicagoWolves.com or call 1-800-THE-WOLVES. 312-644-6767. That's the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. That is where you listen to us live because we're streaming at 670thescore.com. There is texting and the occasional sex. That's 67011. When you text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. Twitter at Bernstein_MCK. He is at C1 McKnight.
Yes, sir.
I am at Dan_Bernstein. Like the Facebook page, the 670 The Score page. You can get involved in the conversation there. It is interesting in the way of the Chinese proverb and the interesting times in which you live. There is a video feed that is directed by Brian Gersh. We also have engineer Dan on site here and our producer, hard at work, Jay Zawoski.
Like Dan McNeil has to watch Boogie Nights.
Oh, speaking of porn.
Did you see, by the way, I was scrolling through Twitter.
And that led us to the Jimmy Garoppolo discussion, by the way.
It did lead us.
Just
to
in case you're curious, what is your name? Kiara Mia?
Kiara Mira.
Mira or Mia?
Mira, I think.
I don't know. Either way, she is the...
Is he a doctor of sex?
You're looking at me like I'm wrong, and then I don't know.
The pneumatic and curvaceous veteran porn professional who's being dated by one Jimmy Garoppolo. They were out clinking wine glasses together and then smashing other things together, I can only assume.
Speaking of Boogie Nights, do you see Mark Wahlberg is now... Apparently he's a devout Catholic now and has changed his ways and whatnot and says Boogie Nights is the one thing in his career that he regrets.
What?
Filming Boogie Nights.
Why?
Because he hopes God is a movie fan and forgives him for something that was so sordid.
But it was
tawdry.
Really good.
Yeah, well, apparently he's really worked up about it. Not Transformers 9, though. That was fine. It was a good turn for him.
It was a fantastic performance, and it was a great movie.
He regrets it.
Yeah, he shouldn't.
He's got many regrets.
He's wrong. He may regret it, but he's wrong, and that's stupid. Back at the Score Studios, we have Rick Camp. Always look to Vic when you really want to find out what's going on. He's incapable of lying to you.
What are you saying? That you are incapable of lying?
That's right. I am incapable of lying.
Leonard, you know, when he's been healthy, has proven to be proficient enough. Lynch, he's had a checkered career, to say the least, but there has been some display of talent.
Well, thanks, Coach. Appreciate it. And I believe on the phones today, he's emerged from the back, but still doing what he does, the Mexicutioner, Ray Diaz.
Herb, got to ask you a question. I consider you and Herb Lawrence two guys that I consider good pals. I absolutely adore both of you guys. Please tell me you didn't both say on the air that Jay Cutler is better than Jim McMahon.
Much better.
Stats lie. And I know he's got better stats than any Bear quarterback in history. I could name about four or five quarterbacks that are better than Jay Cutler.
Cutler's main knock is that he threw interceptions.
He did.
He has a lower interception rate than Jim McMahon and it's for his career.
Like I said before, stats lie.
They don't. I mean, the percentage. It's not the actual total. It's the percentage. So how many passes he threw and how many passes got intercepted. And Cutler has a higher touchdown percentage than Jim McMahon, too, with the worst team.
Here's the most important thing.
Not four Hall of Famers on the team also.
McMahon was a winner. As far as Cutler,
loser.
That's beautiful. It's beautiful. It really is. It's the essence of here, right here.
Well, inoculating against counter-argument by immediately taking stats off the table.
No, I will not allow you numbers in this discussion, Dan.
There could be no objective information because what you're saying the objective information says objectively, I will not accept.
It's like Chevy Chase in the presidential debate, right? I was told there would be no math in this debate. Gerald Ford run.
This segment brought to you by USAA Life Insurance Company. Today's the day to get USAA Life Insurance. Provided by USAA Life Insurance Company. See how that works? San Antonio, Texas, subject to state availability, issue limitations and contract terms and conditions. Visit USAA.com. Were things getting weird? I was not on Twitter during the baseball game.
I was on
night.
Twitter, but had the event at Mullins out in Lyle last night, so didn't have the volume on the entire time. Some of it, yes. Some of it, we were giving away Cubs tickets and stuff. By the way, great time, and thanks to everybody out at Mullins and Budweiser for having us out there. Yeah, it was. It actually really was. There were a bunch of people who had listened to you and Terry the whole time. They were really jacked about the transitions and stuff that we were able to do with Terry and Dan when they were doing shows. So that was cool to connect with a lot of people. I ended up telling one guy the story about how I misnamed myself and pronounced my own last name wrong. I think I've told the story before on the air. It's hysterical. It's ridiculous. Who does that? But it's the most boring story that I have. I mean, it's an incredibly, incredibly boring story about how that happened.
Yeah, even if you like the malaprop, it doesn't mean it's interesting to talk about.
No, it's a terrible story.
2 o'clock. So it was the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Connor McKnight.
I corrected myself, too, as though there was a way back from that path.
That is not my name. I do know my name.
That was on your show, too. That was on the Boris and Bernstein show. It was the first update of the day, the 1:30 update or whatever it was. That was the very first one of my day. It was a wonderful, wonderful day. But we were, so we had a good time. The Twitter, though, was alight with criticism and kind of confusion about the broadcast last night. I was just worried about that bullpen and how it's going to work without Brandon Morrow for what's hopefully going to be just the 10 days and a backdated DL.
But I didn't like what he said about there being stuff in there. That means you need to get stuff out of there.
Sometimes, yes. I think we talked about this the other day, I think, with Barry and Joe during transition, that the pitchers just exist with stuff in their elbow and biceps.
Floating
and whatnot.
Bodies.
But with Morrow, there had been injury concerns heading into this. And you'd made a bet that a guy who'd had such a successful season with the Dodgers in that bullpen, in that kind of, that isolated, but protected environment some from him. You know, he's got Kenley Jansen. He's got other arms in there that can help him out, that he would rise to the occasion. And he certainly has. First couple of months of the season, I mentioned that he had been nothing but a comfortable watch closing games. And he still has been a really comfortable watch closing games. This bullpen, though, we've talked about it all season long. It's been taxed by a starting rotation that has not been as good as it should have been. It's been taxed by a couple of longer games than you might have wanted. It's going to be taxed by 5 games in 4 days here with a doubleheader this weekend. And now, a market that was always going to revolve outside of the Manny Machado sweepstakes around relievers, now you're more desperate, perhaps, heading into that marketplace than you were otherwise.
Well, Jesse Chavez doesn't light it up for you?
Chavez is a piece, and you know, look at what Chavez does, right? He is a swingman. He can make some starts for you. He can chuck a couple of innings out of the middle of that pen. Look at the necessity. Look at the pickup that really was. That's a dude who can eat innings from either side of the table.
And miss bats.
Yeah, miss some bats. That's true.
Did you need that? I mean, you need a guy who's going to throw the ball around and by some people in a way that other guys may not. Again, that's the Kyle Hendricks thing, man. Some of the foul balls and some of these guys that stay alive.
And even you noticed some of the changeups that he was able to turn over to right-handers yesterday, you know, on the outside edge. Good pitches, framed well, picked up solidly, but probably a little higher than they ought to have been, missing spots a little up there. And granted, he got some punch outs early on in that game, but was chased because that spot was a little high for him.
I even thought the pitch that Pham hit out was not a bad pitch.
Crushed that.
He crushed it. But if you looked at where it was, where he hit it,
and
the late movement there, that's not one that I said, oh, he left that out. So sometimes you see when it leaves his hand and you see the rotation on it from the center field camera, you think, oh, that's a cookie.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't think that when it left his hand, so I can't necessarily be mad at him. And I don't know
what he was trying to do. That ball. I mean, he absolutely roached it.
I mean, that was – and he wasn't even that well balanced either. He was out front. I mean, he had his weight going forward and just used his arm strength and wrist strength to whip that thing out of the park.
Yeah.
That was tremendous. But Twitter got weird. Cubs Twitter got very strange. You got to realize.
Well, even nerd baseball Twitter, right? Like those who watch for the broadcast and pay attention to this stuff. It was a combination of those, I think.
Yeah. There's some people who thought that the broadcast was a little breezy, perhaps. A little light.
A little talk showy, which, you know, for us, okay, but we're not going to start doing a play-by-play here on the show. Could, I suppose. But yeah, it seems like a little in and out of the game itself, and it was a tight one, really, the entire way through.
But it's television. The game is there in front of you for you to watch. There were a couple weird moments for me. There was right after the critical error by Jerko, and A-Rod started going off, and first of all, one of my pet peeves, it's peripheral, not peripheral. Peripheral vision, and he started talking about that, and then he mentioned, well, he was a star basketball player in high school. What the hell does that have to do with anything?
Well, it was on the screen. I read it.
But he says, like, it's like he had it in his notes, and he just sort of read it for no reason.
Someone put this here for a reason. I must do it.
And then the other thing that struck me was they started talking about food, and I'm always there for that, but he said something like arroz con habichuelas. And Visker's like, whoa, I don't know what that means. You and your crazy exotic Spanish there, you're really testing my mind. I don't know what's going. Like, dude, you never heard of arroz con habichuelas? It's rice and beans. How hard is that?
That's not hard.
No.
It's on every menu at a Mexican place you've been to.
Right, whether they call them frijoles or habichuelas, there's different, there's more Caribbean versions of it, but, oh, I don't know, don't go there with that Spanish, I can't understand that. Come on, man, you've been around baseball for 30 years? You don't know what the word arroz is?
Matt Vasgersian is a solid play-by-play guy, and everybody wants him, right? The Red Baron was all over him about that a few years ago, but I think a lot of younger viewers, in the my age and ages younger, we heard a lot of him, and I've said this before,
video
and I'll stick with it. Yeah, we've heard a lot of him in MLB The Show. We've heard a lot of Matt Vasgersian. And to a certain point, whether it's Musburger or whether it's Nestler, who was on a lot of college football games, the
Kevin Harlan,
their stuff is out there. You know what I mean? So when Vasgersian says that Hendricks has a Reagan-era fastball, I've heard that a bunch already. It's clever. It's good. But I've heard it 90,000 times when I'm playing through seasons. And I think that affects more of the baseball-watching public than we admit to, even if Rob Manfred is refusing to let them watch on their iPads in the middle of Iowa because blackout rules, I guess.
He's Connor McKnight. I'm Dan Bernstein. We're your midday show, 9 to 1 on The Score, brought to you by Northwestern Football. Coach Fitz and the Wildcats host Michigan, Nebraska, Wisconsin, Notre Dame, Illinois, and more this fall at Ryan Field. Season and single-game tickets are on sale now at nusports.com. Here's your Cubs lineup for today. It might be today. It might be this evening. It might be tonight. I know there's a lot of rain that's expected, perhaps right around the regular start of the game time. So we'll be updating you as it stands. And if you're coming to the game, all the more reason to come to Smoke Daddy and hang out. You might be here a while.
Yeah, grab a little shelter, have some food.
If you're going to be stuck somewhere, as places to be stuck go, this one's near the top of the list.
It smells very good in here, that's for sure.
The ballpark's right here, and there are smoked meats of various varieties, any kind of sauce that you like, and that platter's still beckoning me across.
You're going to make a return.
You think I'm going
to go? You put it over on the table like you were done with it, like you'd sworn off the thing, but you're heading back to the burnt ends.
Oh, platter of barbecue. I can't stay mad at you. Anthony Rizzo leads off. He's at first base. Chris Bryant is at third, batting second. Jason Hayward bats third, and he's in right. Javier Baez is your cleanup hitter at second base. Wilson Contreras back in the lineup doing the catching. Kyle Schwarber, he says he's sore all over, but he is in left, batting sixth. Albert Almora Jr. in center, batting seventh. Addison Russell at short, batting eighth. And John Lester will pitch and hit ninth against the St. Louis Cardinals. And I don't know that I totally agree with you about this being consequential because it's the Cardinals.
Could be. It's a divisional team. It right. can be. Because of the quantity of games, you can see a turnaround. Mathematically speaking, you can't dismiss this thing, even if you want to dismiss the Cardinals. And believe me, I'm behind anybody who wants to dismiss the Cardinals. That team is a wreck the way it was supposed to have been constructed. I mean, you've had some nice seasons out of the rotation. Miles Michaelis has been a lot of fun to watch, but that is a club that expected to be much, much, much better than it is. And it's had so much turmoil and so much underperformance that coming back from that is an incredibly difficult thing to do. One of the ways you can do it, though, is grab it a couple of close ones against a rival. And as much as we wondered about it when we talked to Theo, what was it, 3-4 weeks ago, something like that, where you asked him whether he's a believer in momentum, day-to-day momentum like this. And he wasn't talking, he said yes.
As he defines
but
it.
But he wasn't talking. Momentum is one of those slippery terms where you get to slap whatever definition you want on it, whatever works. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's the fun of semantics. But you've got this ability to, as a team, taste something a little bit differently if it's success against the Marlins, mm-hmm. if it is the Cubs. You know, I mean, there's a difference in doing that. Now, you know, Flaherty comes out and gives up four in the first, and that's going to eat up your precious little momentum pretty darn quick, right? I mean, I get that's going to change. But I can understand where an executive like Theo, a front office guy, or an interim manager like, and I shudder to say his name because I think I'm going to say it wrong every single time. The broadcast, it didn't make you nervous at all, pronouncing the last name of the interim manager of the St. Louis Cardinals?
It's not hard for me because my third grade teacher was
Ms.
Schilt.
Well, there you go.
Spelled differently, but yeah, Ms. Schilt was my third grade teacher.
Listen, I got a history of pronouncing last names wrong and badly.
You have a history of pronouncing everything wrong.
Yeah, I try.
It was nice to not have Mike Matheny there. I felt better about baseball with him not there.
They panned over the dugout, and this anger that I usually feel about just a bad manager managing an otherwise decent ball club it was gone. It didn't happen.
I loved what Joe Sheehan wrote too, because the pleasure you get from reading a good writer just pound a bad manager for good reasons over the years. I'm a little disappointed that we're not going to have old Nixon to kick around anymore. But this is Joe Sheehan says Mike Matheny wasn't fired because he wouldn't trust his young players, or he didn't manage a bullpen well, or he regularly botched double switches.
All the things he was routinely bad at.
He was fired because he stopped doing the other stuff well. Matheny, long granted that leader of men title, had washed as multiple ugly stories emerged from his clubhouse. We learned that Matheny and Dexter Fowler barely talk and haven't for months. It came out Bud Norris had been relentlessly hounding rookie reliever Jordan Hicks
and others
with Matheny's blessing. To the piling up of embarrassing details, coupling with the Cardinals hanging around 500, provided the path. Matheny wasn't fired for anything covered in this space over the last 6.5 seasons. The Cardinals had long made peace with having a terrible tactical manager, but they fired Matheny for losing the leader of men skills that were his selling point. And this is what's critical here. Think about this. Take this to heart, okay? When we talk about managers, the lesson to take is to understand how little we can see of the relationship between a manager and his players. The parallel is what's called the Nichols Law of catcher defense. Nichols' Law might be a touch outdated as we get better at measuring catcher defense. It states, a catcher's defensive reputation is inversely proportional to his offensive performance.
Okay. Okay.
You know that? If a catcher can't hit, we immediately say, oh, good defensive catch.
He's a good glove man.
Right. Has to be. Because yeah. Otherwise, what the hell would he be doing here, right? So we assume that. So he says, it may be that when we find poor tactical managers, we simply assume they must be good at the other stuff. To the reverse would be with the Buck Showalter or Joe Girardi, whose tactical acumen is assumed to come with a lack of personal touch. He said, I'm sure this not just does us any good when we know a fairly small amount of what goes on. So we should be evaluating managers based on what we can see rather than giving them magic bonus points for what we can't see.
Meanwhile, do you remember what was said about Mike Matheny when he was hired about the stuff we can't see? I mean, Joe makes a great point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what was said? He was only a few years older than Yadi Molina. He was able to connect to the guys in that clubhouse because he was a recent player, because he wasn't that far removed from the game. He was going to be able to take some of those young Cardinals prospects and move them into the game with aplomb because he himself was not that far from that experience. He understood what it was like to go from one spot as this unheralded rookie to another, to a guy who meant something to a ball club. That couldn't have been farther from the truth. And that reversed itself almost instantly when he took the job and started benching rookies after an 0-for-3 night with a walk. Meanwhile, veterans got entirely longer leashes to suck, where some of the younger players that needed playing time, that needed development, weren't trusted to do it. All the stuff that you got sold, whether you're a Cardinals fan or a baseball fan or a Matheny fan or whatever, all the stuff that you got sold on how he was going to relate to the players, the unseeable stuff that we just assume is good if a manager is tactically bad, was wrong and a lie to begin with.
So I guess on balance, I'm glad he's done, but I guess I miss disliking him. I miss when they pan to the dugout and he's there. Because the Bud Norris stuff is just gross.
It is.
It's just gross and wrong for that stuff to be going on, to have him hazing.
You think it stopped?
You think he's still doing it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
How are you going to take that out of Bud Norris?
I don't know.
If you're into it that deep.
I would have Bud Norris so far away from my team. I wouldn't have him to do it. This is the team to. We have a way of doing things for the Cardinals. This is how it's done at every level. We explain, and then you have that guy doing what he's doing. You're not playing the game the right way, Darkie. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's bad.
And that's really what he. And you look at the players who have been miserable on this team. Look at the players they choose to haze. Look at the players they choose to ostracize. Look at the players they choose to mistreat and tell me what they have in common. That goes internally, externally. It goes with the best fans in baseball and all of it. And it is obvious and it's wrong and it deserves to be called out at every turn because the more it's denied, the more defensive everybody gets about it. And it's been a long-standing truth about the Cardinals. This segment brought to you by Walgreens. Walgreens is here for all your diabetes needs. Stop by today to consult with your pharmacist and get trusted advice and tips about your diabetes medications and testing supplies. You know what? I also should say this, if I'm going to rip the Cardinals that way.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that's been true also for the Cubs.
Some of it's been true for a lot of franchises.
Yeah,
let's
hold up a mirror to it. It's been, whether it was Jock Jones or
the Jock Jones stuff was horrifying.
Milton Bradley and as I've learned with some distance from it, Dusty Baker too.
The way it was framed afterward made a lot of people look at it differently than perhaps it was happening at the time. But you're right. I mean,
also,
it existed.
I'm also,
to deny its existence would be short-sighted.
I think I'm also personally at fault too. Really? I think there were some claims that Dusty was making that I dismissed a little too easily without. And it was only later and beginning to understand the depth to which certain people feel certain things and feel comfortable expressing certain things that maybe that comfort has gained some traction in all too easily in recent years. But I think going back with the lens of history and experience, and I should have been a little more willing to try to understand some of what Dusty was saying. I don't think Dusty is a real good manager, and I got tired a lot of his act and some of the silly things that he said. But
he's had a lot of results.
Yeah, some of that perception, I fed into that, and I've realized it over time that some of that was my fault, and I feel bad about it.
What was it? Something about Dusty or the team itself that led you down one path or another?
No, I think it might have been also that I'm just not a fan of him as a manager, and I thought he tried to get away with some rhetorical tricks. I found his behavior with his kid on his lap after losing that series immensely cowardly, distasteful, and unprofessional. That really stuck with me, some of the excuse making and some of what he did, but I know more now about some of the currents and the headwinds against which he was trying to work and trying to do his job and trying to be accepted in a way that others were more easily accepted, and I appreciate that now in a way that I didn't then, because I'm older and my eyes and ears are a little bit more open to hearing from people who don't look like me.
I guess I know then, and it's a good way to be. It's a good way to grow and learn.
Come on, bro. How am I supposed to know what the rest of the year is going to bring?
Hopefully a couple of baseball players who have been in the news lately are on a similar path, if indeed they need to be. That said, growing up with Dusty as the manager of the Cubs, being, what was I guess 03 was 18, something like that, 13, 18, 15, something like that, in those teenage years, I know that I, having watched as much as I did, really had to come around to the idea of what starting pitchers could and couldn't do. I mean, his usage of that rotation, of Pryor, of Wood, of Clement, those were formative years for me. And coming around to a lot of the stuff about, you know, shorter starts and being not the three times through the order penalty, all that stuff, that took a lot for me to learn because of the baseball I watched when I did.
We've got Len Casper coming up at the top of the hour. He's going to join us right here. We'll see if we can have him dive into some of this. One platter already down. Look at that. We killed one of them. The other one is still...
It's taking a village.
Well, hey.
It's taking a village.
Yeah, you're invited to come to Smoke Daddy and join us for this afternoon as we're going to lead you up to Cubs baseball. I have a feeling one way or another through the scattered storms and dancing between the raindrops and find a way. They've got no choice but to get this game in. I am, however, really concerned about the Brandon Morrow stuff. We're going to talk about that and more. And boy, do we have stuff to give away. If you miss a minute, you might miss a chance to win $1,000. You might miss a chance to win a pair of tickets to Monday's On Deck Luncheon. So keep it here. Bernstein and McKnight on the Score.
Monday, don't miss the Score's Mully and Hanley Show live from Bourbonnais for Bears Camp coverage. Listen to the guys talk about the new look Bears and bring on some great Bears guests. That's Mully and Hanley live from Bears Training Camp on Monday, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for
nature.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein, and Chicago's in the thick of baseball season. And if you look at the weather map today, storm season that seemed to never end. So avoid the rain delay when flood disaster strikes. What you do right away, contact Aloha Restoration to get bone dry in no time. You will be glad you did. I speak from experience because they are with you. They're incredibly detail-oriented. Nothing goes unattended to from start to finish, and they're with you the whole way to restore your home to pre-disaster condition. When they restored my dining room ceiling after water came through, a lot of water came all the way through it and got all over everything. I had somebody at the house, and he said, were you serious about Aloha? And I said, I'm going to show you how serious. And I walked the person into the room, and I said, you look at the ceiling. I said, they were here last week. You tell me what part of the ceiling was restored. And he looked, and he looked, and he looked, and he looked, and he's like, I'm not sure. The fact that you don't know, the fact that you can't determine, is all you need to know, because that's how good the work was. Aloha Restoration is a proud part of the Lake County community and the honorable mention winners of the Better Business Bureau's 2017 Torch Award for Ethics. Aloha repairs all damage from mold and fire and water in Barrington, Schaumburg, Mundelein, Gurnee, Grays Lake, and all of Lake County. Visit AlohaRestores.com.
Hey, bargain hunters, visit Jennings Chevrolet and save $7,000 to $15,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2017 Malibu, Cruze, Impala, Camaro, and Corvette models. For details, visit JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hi, Jamie. It's you, Jamie. Don't be alarmed, but I think there's a guy following you. Maybe we should get that guard dog we talked about? Nothing too scary, maybe like a Bichon with an attitude? You know, Progressive's collision insurance covers injured dogs and cats at no extra cost, so... Wait, the guy stood up when I stood up. He's on the phone. He's looking right at me. Oh, wait, it's just my reflection. Don't tell anyone about this.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pet coverage not available in New Hampshire and North Carolina.
This is New York firefighter Raphael Poirier. Introducing Firehouse Subs' new $4.99 choice subs. Choose from a medium smoked turkey, honey ham, or roast beef. And remember, a part of every sub you buy helps provide life-saving equipment for first responders. Medium $4.99 choice subs. Firehouse Subs. Enjoy more subs. Save more lives. Limited time only, plus tax, no substitutions. Participating locations. Firehouse Subs will donate a minimum of $1 million in 2018 to Firehouse Subs Public Safety Foundation by donating 0.13% of every purchase.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's Sports Station.
In honor of Special Olympics golden anniversary, Chance the Rapper's Social Function Productions has partnered with them to present a 50th anniversary celebration concert on July 21st at Northerly Island's Huntington Bank Pavilion, featuring hit artists Jason Mraz, OAR, and Smokey Robinson, along with other special guests to be announced. Come be a part of the Special Olympics Inclusion Revolution, right here, where it all started, Chicago, the birthplace of Special Olympics. For tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com. And for more info on the growing artist lineup, head to SpecialOlympics50.org.
Thanks for streaming The Score. The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6.
Cubs center fielder Albert Almora. Do you enjoy the break?
Yeah, man. You definitely need it as a more, I don't think physical. I think the mental part of the game, man, is you need that mental reset. And I usually like going fishing. I usually like going to Miami and relax and, you know, head to the water for a day or two. But, you know, with the, you know, due to what happened, and plus, we ended up in San Diego. I don't think we were going to the end of the band. We stay in Chicago, and we're enjoying family time. I'm enjoying my son a lot more. So that's all I really can control, and I'm taking it. I'm taking it all in, man. I'm really not trying to think about baseball.
You know, the mahi-mahi still will bite in November after you guys win the World Series.
Oh, man. I'm excited. I'm definitely excited to get up there.
The McNeil and Parkin Show. Afternoons 1 to 6. Only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. We are Chicago's original and number one sports station. And of course, your official radio home of the Chicago Cubs, where in 2018, you'll hear Pat Hughes and Ron Coomer deliver more of this.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit, Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner. High fly ball, deep right field. Get out the tape measure, long gone. Kyle Schwarber's second home run of the game.
Bryant flying to center his first time. Drives one in the air, deep left field, down the line. If it's fair, it's long gone. That ball is a fair ball. Home run. Russell drives one in the air to left field. If it's fair, it's going to leave the yard. That ball is a three-run homer. Addison Russell with a three-run home run.
Hear every Cubs game, spring training through the postseason, right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the Chicago Cubs.
Restrictions may apply.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
You know me too well. I wouldn't be able to stay away from the smoked corned beef.
You were
with
right
the
back over there. My favorite part was watching you wander over there while having a conversation, pretending like you weren't walking over there to get your meat.
It wasn't my first intent, and then it's still there. This is my problem with buffets, and this is my problem with holiday with Thanksgiving. It's remove the food, or I'm going to graze like a bison. I sort of wander around and I pick at things. I think, okay, it's just a little. I'm just evening it out a little bit. There's just that little edge that maybe needs to be removed from there. I'm just trimming things.
I don't see the problem. It's for you that I'm doing this. It's for you that I'm taking this little edge.
It's a public service. It's for the. I'm doing it for the people.
A couple of years ago, Joe Ostrowski and I got to go down to Vegas to cover the Pacquiao-Rios fight. They were doing a bunch of shows from Radio Row down there, and Lawrence had a thing. His show was supposed to go, so Mitch sent Joe and I down there because that worked out great. So we had a great time. I mean, it was a great 2 days, but our last meal before we left, we went to the buffet at the Wynn.
Okay.
It's ridiculous. And we went super hungry and somewhat hungover from the night before and the show and the whatnot. So we end up at the Wynn buffet. And what I didn't realize, maybe you did, I don't know, maybe this is something that every place does.
If it's a Vegas thing, I don't know.
They timestamp you at the buffet. You only get the 2.5 hours, or whatever, I think it was 2.5 hours to stay at the buffet, and then you leave that ticket, I guess, on your table or something, right? And then they walk around and kind of check. You know, they're lifting plates, and they don't want you to go up with a dirty plate or anything, but they're also checking the timestamp on your buffet card or whatever it is. So Joe and I thought we'd have a, you know, long, long morning of pancakes and waffles and then into the smoked meats and maybe some fish on the way out, something like that. But we only had the 2.5 hours to stay in there and eat.
That's
got
not
a
enough.
Money's worth. Well, $65 for the buffet at the time.
Oh,
that was quite a lot of money.
I thought they comp those things for you. If you have to lose enough.
Yeah, we didn't lose enough.
Okay.
I was up at 6 in the morning trying to gamble, but it was... we didn't lose enough.
This segment brought to you by Shell. Get triple action protection for optimal engine performance with Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. I was channeling my inner Joe Bonino. I had pictures on my phone that I've been showing around to coworkers.
You got to stop doing that.
But again, when it's me, you know it's going to be pictures of fish.
You have to stop
and members
doing
of fish.
It's still offensive.
No, it's not. It's just a green sunfish that I caught yesterday. I just decided it's weird. Even though we're right in the middle of a major metropolitan area, there is a giant lake over here, in case you didn't know. And because I have nothing to do, on the way home from work, I just stopped to fish.
Local radio host found in pond. Like, that's going to be a headline someday.
What a disgrace.
Yeah, so that's it. I went over, I got off on Recreation Drive, and I was thinking I could just kind of, you know, go home and do a crossword puzzle or something. I figured, no, it's a lovely day out. There's a little bit of overcast. I have nowhere to be. My wife doesn't care where I am ever because it doesn't really matter. So I just went over there and started throwing things in the water and found fish.
Your wife has quotes prepared for that piece already, by the way.
For being found
local
in the pond?
Radio's found in pond.
Oh, yeah. She's
going to send off the quotes she wrote down years ago.
Yeah, this is unfortunate, but we're moving on.
We're all very sad for the loss, but we all saw it coming.
We're moving on to the next game. We're not concerned with that. We don't want to deal with any distractions right now. We're just focused on the next game.
Meanwhile, I know we got Len Casper coming up at 10, so we're going to dive into the Cubs bullpen issues and Brandon Morrow being on the disabled list. But something we got to get to in this morning are the quotes from Mitchell Trubisky at the first day of Bears camp.
Yeah, there wasn't a lot yesterday, but there were
some things. I found some things.
Yeah, we jumped out of the press conference before we got to hear from Mitchell, but I laughed.
Well, we would have been there all day.
This idea later. This is going to be a physical training camp. Okay, all right. I know first-year head coaches always say that until half their starters are hurt.
I'm amused by the zeal. I am in no means offended by the zeal of Matt Nagy heading into his first NFL camp. I am not I'm not offended by it at all. I get it. He'll understand it.
This segment brought to you by the Grand Geneva Resort and Spa. Play championship golf in Lake Geneva. Visit GrandGenevaGolf.com. We are looking forward to having a conversation with Len Casper here at Smoke Daddy in moments. So keep it here. You got the score.
With a new head coach, Mitchell Trubisky's second season, and new offensive weapons, Bears fans have hope to enter a new era of winning Bears football.
You see it, you feel it. There's a want there to be great.
Listen throughout camp for our live Bears reports from Mark Grody and Chris Emma, plus input from our Bears experts, Brad Biggs, Rich Campbell, Dan Pompey, Bob Arkish, and Dave Wanstead. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home for
Hey, bargain hunters, visit Jennings Chevrolet and save $7,000 to $15,000 off MSRP on remaining new 2017 Traverse, Tahoe, Suburban, and Colorado models. For details, visit JenningsChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
Jennings reputation rides with you.
For details.
When you have a good shave, you want to make sure that you got something good and you keep it coming. And that's the good thing about Harry's.com is once you get supplied with all the basics, then you can rely on Harry's for the replacement cartridges, just $2 each. And it just takes away an aspect of your life if you're thinking like, oh, this is going to be expensive, or I got to do this, I got to buy more of this. It's something you are going to do, and it's a way to make sure you are getting the absolute best value, best products, and you are not overspending. And after a while, it just makes you happy. So you should do this right now. For a limited time, you can find out what everybody's talking about here, saving big on a Harry's shave set by going to harrys.com and using the code Chicago. And what you're going to get is a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. So it ends up being just $3 plus free shipping. And then the replacement cartridges, like I say, they're just $2 each. That is less than half the price of these overpriced and overdesigned and cheaply manufactured cartridges. 100% quality guarantee, so you don't have to take my word for it. Harry stands behind their products. If you don't love your shave, you let them know. You will get a full refund. And no subscription is required. If you want to auto refill, you can, but unlike other online brands that force you to subscribe, you can resupply however you want. You can buy one off, a la carte, and this is a limited time only for this special offer, just because you're listening. It's $5 off a shave set from Harry's. You go to harrys.com, you use the code Chicago, and then you get this starter set that comes with a 5-blade razor, a weighted handle, a foaming shave gel, and the travel cover. All of that is just $3, and it ships for free. Go to Harrys.com. Use the code Chicago. You'll be happy you did. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to Harrys.com today. At checkout, you claim your offer with the code.
Looking to secure financing on a new home? Then you need to call Team Hochberg. Mitch contacted the nation's largest online lender, obsessed with their Rocket for a VA mortgage, but was overwhelmed by their ridiculously high closing costs. So he called Team Hochberg, which he should have done in the first place. Team Hochberg secured Mitch a lower rate with substantially lowered closing costs. When securing a VA loan, you can contact the largest online lender who finances the millions of dollars promoting their Rocket through higher rates and closing costs. Or you can call a trusted local lender who values the sacrifices you made for our country and has substantially lower closing costs and interest rates, because guess what? We don't have a Rocket. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but we can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee 4358 and MLS 19186.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Remember when a cup of coffee at home put you back only a nickel? That was a long time ago, sure. But at Hills Brothers Coffee, they